Hello, this is Claudia, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading from the November 20th issue of the Buffalo Rocket on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. YMCA Turkey Trot 2025. The YMCA Turkey Trot is a time-honored Thanksgiving Day tradition. The oldest consecutively run foot race in the world, the YMCA Turkey Trot is an 8K race that attracts more than 14,000 runners and walkers annually. Proceeds raised support vital YMCA programs and services that empower youth, improve community health, and address our community's greatest needs. Danielle Roberts, the Vice President of Community Impact, will be available Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to talk about the Turkey Trot. Contact Paul Stockman to set up a time for the interview. Trotters may register at ymcaturkeytrot.org until race capacity is reached. For more information on this year's race, please visit ymcaturkeytrot.org or contact the Turkey Trot call line at 716-565-6000. Erie County Department of Health urges flu vaccination as 2025-2026 season begins. As the 2025-26 flu season begins, the Erie County Department of Health, ECDOH, is urging all residents ages 6 months and older to get their annual flu vaccine. Getting a flu vaccine takes just a few minutes and provides a base of protection for you, your household, and our community, said Commissioner of Health Dr. Gail Burstein. We ring the bell on this every year, but trends are pointing to a more severe flu season, with cases already rising. The New York State Department of Health, NYSDOH, reported a recent 30% increase in flu cases in 1 week. Vaccination is especially critical for older adults, pregnant people, and young children who are all at a higher risk for serious complications. She continued, our county is a good start on vaccine rates for this season, but still much room to improve our level of protection. About half of all adults ages 75 and older, over a third of adults ages 65 to 74, and a quarter of all young kids between 6 months and 4 years have this year's flu vaccine. Other age categories have lower individual risk, but they are also likely to expose more vulnerable family members and friends to flu illness. If you haven't gone for the flu vaccine, now is the time. Being sick with the flu means feeling miserable for up to a week, missing school, missing work, and missing out on your favorite activities, and even longer to fully recover, explained Dr. Burstein. When making the choice to get a flu vaccine, remember that one dose will reduce the risk of serious illness or even a hospital stay for you or a family member. Flu vaccines are widely available at pharmacies, primary care providers, community health clinics. Most insurance plans cover flu shots at no cost. Uninsured individuals may qualify for vaccines at no cost through the Vaccines for Children VFC program available at most medical offices, or Vaccines for Adults VFA program available at ECDOH. Last year's flu season saw an estimated 47 million illness, 610,000 hospitalizations, and 26,000 deaths, including a record 216 pediatric deaths nationwide. Seasonal influenza remains a serious and preventable health threat, particularly for adults 65 and older, who are more likely to experience severe illness and hospitalization. Pregnant people whose immune and respiratory changes increase the risk of complications, such as premature labor, infants under 6 months who are too young to be vaccinated and rely on maternal antibodies for protection, children younger than 2 years old, people who are pregnant or who could become pregnant in up to 2 weeks after the end of pregnancy, people who live in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, people with chronic medical conditions, lung, heart, endocrine, blood, kidney, liver, neurological and metabolic, including obesity, BMI of 40 plus, people with a weakened immune system due to disease, such as people with HIV or AIDS, or some cancers, such as leukemia, or medications, such as those receiving chemotherapy or radiation treatment for cancer, or persons with chronic conditions requiring chronic corticosteroids or other drugs that suppress the immune system. People who have had a stroke, updates to published flu data Trends from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, are unstable and incomplete. Fortunately, the New York State Department of Health maintains robust and regularly updated state and county-level data for laboratory-confirmed respiratory illness cases, respiratory illness hospitalizations, and flu and COVID-19 vaccination rates. The blotter, felonies from D District. Armed assailant arrested with multiple drug paraphernalia on Condon Avenue. North Buffalo, November 17, 2025, Amherst Street. Defendant got into an argument with his former girlfriend, which turned physical, where the defendant did throw a table at the complainant and then shoved her, which caused her to almost fall down the stairs. Complainant complained of right shoulder pain, but declined ADI. Complainant also stated she wanted an order of protection and fears for her life. November 15, 2025, Delson Court. Defendant did damage complainant's window. November 14, 2025, Delaware Avenue. Defendant did enter 2626 Delaware and did take $115 worth of men's Champion clothing without permission in his arm and then did walk past all points of purchase without paying. November 14, 2025, Holling Drive. Victim states offender wanted to get high and victim told offender to calm down. Offender was told by victim to leave and a verbal argument ensued. No physical altercation took place according to victim. Defendant was found inside of house and victim does have a stay away order. West Side, November 16, 2025, Auburn Avenue. Defendant did refuse to return complainant's 5-year-old son despite having no custodial rights to the child. November 14, 2025, Elmwood Avenue. Victim stated that the unknown female came into City Trends store and placed a hoodie and 2 t-shirts in her back black purse and walked past all points of purchase without paying, total value of $84. Riverside, November 17, 2025, Condon Avenue. Officials responded to 83 Condon Avenue for reports of a known male inside with a gun who was threatening the complainant with said gun. When officers arrived, the complainant stated that the male had fled to 208 Condon Avenue, and the officers did locate the male in the lower of 204 Condon Avenue. A permission to search was obtained by patrol officer from the tenant of 204 Condon Avenue lower apartment, recovered by patrol officer from the middle bedroom from inside of a camouflage colored backpack was 96 small plastic containers containing a white rock-like substance believed to be crack cocaine, total aggregate weight of 7.68 grams. Also recovered from the backpack was a tied-off baggie containing 6 green and white pills with a marking of S489. Dexamphetamine, a controlled substance. The backpack also contained more red plastic containers, hundreds of glassine envelopes, and 3 scales, all with residue, all consistent with drug sales. $1,679 was recovered from defendant's pants and hoodie pocket. The complainant positively identified the defendant by photo array. November 16, 2025, Philadelphia Street. Defendant was parked at victim's home when victim did attempt to go inside, and defendant did take victim's cell phone, did place victim in a chokehold, preventing her from being able to breathe, and did push her to the ground and punch her. This did happen in front of victim's child. Defendant was in violation of order of protection. Defendant repeated offense 11-17-25 with the intent to take the victim's phone and choke the victim in front of said child. November 15, 2025, Elgis Street. Defendant did shove and punch a 10-year-old in the stomach due to thinking the child was stealing Skittles. If we both collect Social Security, will our benefits be affected? Ask Rusty. Dear Rusty, I reached full retirement age back in June, but I have not yet filed to collect Social Security. My husband currently collects SS funds, and he waited until he had reached full retirement age a few years ago. I am considering signing up now to receive my funds, but I am a little confused about whether I will receive my full benefit or is there some kind of adjustment made based on both of us collecting. We are a simple case. We've been married for 46 years, so there are no other exes involved in this equation. He did everything online when he was ready to start receiving his funds, but we didn't consult with any advisor when my husband claimed. Now I think that adding me as a spouse might trigger some other things I should consider. Thank you for your advice. Signed, Concerned Wife. To your concern, since you and your husband have both reached your respective Social Security full retirement age, FRA, you are both entitled to receive your full benefits without any reduction, and since you haven't yet filed, you are now accumulating delayed retirement credits, DRCs at the rate of 0.667%, additional benefit for each month you continue to delay. You will get your full SS retirement benefit plus any earned DRCs when you claim. The only question you need to consider is whether either you or your husband will be entitled to a spousal boost, an increase when you claim. If the SS retirement benefit you are entitled to at your FRA is less than 50% the amount your husband was entitled to at his FRA, then you will get a spousal boost on top of your own Social Security retirement amount. The boost amount would be the difference between your FRA amount and half of his FRA amount. But if your SS amount at your FRA is more than 50% of your husband's FRA entitlement, then you only get your own SS retirement benefit based on your own lifetime earnings record. Spouse benefits are always determined from each partner's FRA entitlement, and if one partner's FRA amount is less than 50% of the other partner's FRA amount, then a spousal boost will be given. And that also works if your FRA entitlement is higher than your husband's. If your FRA amount is more than twice your husband's FRA amount, then he will get a spousal boost from you. Otherwise, each of you will get only your personally earned SS retirement amount, and both of you collecting SS will not negatively affect each other's individual SS benefit. FYI, the spousal boost amount stops growing at full retirement age, so if you are eligible for a spousal boost from your husband, then you should claim your SS benefits now and ask for benefits retroactive to June, your FRA month. However, if you will not get a spousal boost from your husband, you have the option of delaying even further and earning more DRCs, thus a higher monthly benefit. You can earn DRCs up to age 70, at which time you will get the maximum possible Social Security benefit, about 127% of your personal FRA amount if you delay that long. Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns issues reminders to Western New York motorists. Every start to the winter season, we make the same promise. This year will be different. This year we'll be ready for whatever blizzard Mother Nature sends our way. It's hard to forget that November 10 years ago, when the city of Buffalo and the South Towns were buried under the infamous wall of snow, a lake effect storm that dumped up to 6 inches an hour and even brought thunder and lightning. While this fall has felt more like spring, we know how quickly things can change in Erie County. One day it's mild and sunny, and the next we're facing snow, ice, rain, wind, or fog, rolling off a lake area without warning. Now is the time to prepare. Take a few minutes to review some simple winter driving tips and make sure your vehicle is stocked with emergency gear before the first big storm hits. Not all drivers are ready for winter road conditions, so slow down and drive according to the environment. Stay alert, reduce your speed, and allow extra space between vehicles. Poor visibility and slick roads make reaction time crucial. Brake early and gently to avoid skidding. Before pulling out of your driveway, completely clear snow and ice from your windows, mirrors, lights, hood, and roof. Take extra care on ramps and bridges, which tend to freeze first. And remember, while four-wheel drive vehicles can help you get going, they won't help you stop any faster. So don't let a sense of confidence turn into overconfidence. Keep your automobile in good condition. A well-maintained vehicle is a safer vehicle. Have your battery, ignition system, brakes, transmission, and tires checked. Make sure all fluids, especially de-icing washer fluid, oil, power steering, and antifreeze are full. Replace or clean spark plugs and filters and ensure all lights and signals are working properly. Familiarize yourself with your car's safety features, such as traction control and anti-lock braking ABS, which can help maintain control on slippery roads. And remember this important rule of winter driving: don't crowd the plow. Snowplow operators from the county, city, towns, and state work hard to keep roads open and safe. Give them space to do their job. Stay alert, be patient, and always keep a safe distance behind plows to avoid damage from flying salt or debris. Winter driving can test even the most experienced motorists. Preparation and caution are your best defenses. Take it slow, buckle up, and stay safe on the roads this winter season. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Buffalo Rocket on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. The Grapevine Afternoon Drive host, WEBR AM 1440 and FM 105.3, is one of Buffalo's most iconic radio stations. We are celebrating our 100th anniversary in 2024 and would like you to join our family. We're currently looking for an afternoon drive host to be on air from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bring your energy and ability to relate to our listeners, experience preferred, but we'll consider someone who is willing to learn and take direction. College radio would be a big plus, great support with local ownership. Have fun, be yourself, and grow at the same time. Please email a recent air check to Tony Venturulli, Program Director, WEBRAM 1440 FM 105.3. Email address is ajthedj104@hotmail.com, phone 716-481-8836. Hurdle Holidays. The holiday season is right around the corner and Hurdle is ready for another great experience. Join us on December 5th and 6th for our Hurdle Holidays weekend event. Join us on Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at St. Margaret's Parish for the annual tree lighting sponsored by Councilman Faroletto. Get a photo with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Then on Saturday, get started on your holiday shopping on Hurdle. Join us throughout the day for great deals and meals from the local businesses and restaurants along the street. Shays Performing Arts Center announced registration is now open for Sing Your Story, a camp for students ages 10 through 17 running during the February school break. Through a song of their choice, students in this camp will explore their unique life experiences to create a personal monologue and sing their story. Under the guidance of Shays lead teaching artist, Alejandro Gomez, participants will develop their own ideas, lighting, and costumes, culminating in a one-of-a-kind performance where they are the star. Sing Your Story concludes with a community showcase on the Shays Smith Theater stage, celebrating each student's creativity and voice. The week-long camp will run February 16th through 20th. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, space is limited. The cost of the camp is $250 for the week, with assistance available to those in need. To register, visit https://www.shays.org/camps/sing-your-story/. Tim Bowen, author of Emerald Thread, The Irish in Buffalo, will give a talk entitled How the South Buffalo Irish Shaped Our City and Nation, November 18th at the Casanova Neighborhood Library, 155 Casanova Street, Buffalo, New York, 14210. Bowen will share the inspiring stories of Buffalo's Irish men and women, politicians, writers, athletes, entertainers, journalists, military heroes, and philanthropists who have shaped our community. From the first Baseball World Series to the Battle of Midway, from the Stanley Cup to the Olympics, and even to Hollywood's bright lights and the halls of Congress, the South Buffalo Irish have made their mark on history and led the way. Don't miss the celebration of their extraordinary legacy. Free and open to the public, call 716-821-0564 to reserve your seat. Sports, Tom Smith lives on. Walking through the big doors of the new Thomas M. Smith Athletic Center this past Saturday morning, one couldn't help but think you just walked into the future of North Buffalo. From the outside, the huge building sits alongside the familiar parking lot that's always jammed with cars on a busy Saturday during the season of the Hurdle North Park Youth Baseball League. The green and white rectangular structure that towers over everything in Shoshone Park is a testament to all the planning and discussion that took place way back in 2017, when an idea came up to change the future of this Buffalo Park to better serve the needs of most, if not all, of North Buffalo. Tom Smith, a mild-mannered man working downtown in City Hall and living not far from this tiny park off of Hurdle Avenue near Main Street, proposed an idea to remove one of the area's summertime pools that had fallen into disrepair and infrequent use and replace it with a place that can be used all year round, even in the wintertime. Saturday's opening day comes just 6 months before the new 2025 season of Hurdle North Park Youth Baseball League, and it'll be one of the best summers that the 68-year-old league will ever have because of Tom Smith, if not for his sudden passing from this. Earthed back into 2022 due to illness, he was the man responsible for igniting this plan to help make sports more competitive for North Buffalo when competing against suburban towns and communities in the sport of baseball and softball. Under the new leadership of General Manager Ron Palat and Devin Camel in charge of operations, the Thomas Smith Athletic Center, TSAC will strive to meet the needs of the City of Buffalo inside the City of Buffalo and the first of its kind to help strengthen and practice the athletic pursuits of area residents involved in the numerous sports activities and competitions. Whether your sport is baseball or softball, soccer, lacrosse, rugby, or flag football, the TSAC wants to be the place to help you practice and train in a place where the outside weather conditions have no bearings on the performance you're interested in attaining in your sport. The TSAC is located at 475 Beard Avenue, just off of Hurdle near Main Street. There's plenty of free parking available and can be reached by your car, public transportation, of the Metro bus or rail, or by using the nearby bicycle trail that connects into nearby Tonawanda or Kenmore. We're really fortunate to have a facility like this, said Frankie Scaglione of North Buffalo and longtime volunteer coach in the Hurdle North Park Youth League. For our city, it allows us to compete at the highest levels against the suburbs and beyond. This puts us on the map as a legitimate competitor, and I'm excited. That was just one of the many opinions shared this past Saturday of the many who came out with a beautiful fall day last weekend. John and his wife Cynthia Hall stopped in just to see the immense size of the structure with thoughts of using it as a place to walk the perimeter of the Center for Cardiovascular Health and Well-Being. Why not come here instead of the Walden Galleria or McKinley Mall, Cindy Hall states. This is a lot closer to home. A 16U travel Wildcat softball team was using half of the facility this morning. These girls are ready to play and make their voices loud and clear. On hand were Peyton Gallivan, Izzy Kolonsky, Brooklyn Hornog, Molly Savage, Allie-Ann Lydia Foglia, and Chloe Clays. It's beautiful, said Peyton Gallivan. We've been waiting such a long time for this day to come. It just leaves you with a feeling that you're not in North Buffalo anymore, that you're someplace better because of the way it's been built. Out the windows of a room designed to hold team meetings or classroom-type instruction, the diamonds of Shoshone Park can be seen in the distance. The cold Arctic blasts of winter await the region in the coming months, but anyone who uses the TSAC before opening day, May of 2026, won't have to worry about the weather, thanks to Thomas M. Smith and his new athletic center. Adopt a pet. This week's featured friend, Candy. Our shelter is overflowing with dogs. Because she is so sweet, the volunteers named her Candy. She loves all of the human attention and will beg for it unashamed. Cindy is curious and inquisitive and will be your best buddy. Sadly, Candy does not like four-legged furry babies, so she is looking for a human-only home, which is probably why she has been with us for so long. So please share Candy with your friends and family who only want a one-pet household. Please stop by Pet Supplies Plus on Delaware Avenue in North Buffalo during regular business hours to see this darling girl bring treats and become her new best friend. For more information, contact Patty via text or call 716-361-9452. If you would like to meet any of the adoptable dogs, please fill out an application online. If you're not already pre-approved, call the shelter and leave a message with your name and phone number and the dog you're interested in. Have patience and they will call you back when they can. From there, a time will be scheduled for you to come and meet the dog. Please be patient. And remember, they are very short-staffed at the moment. Applications can be found at the https://friendsofchas.org/adopt. City of Buffalo Animal Shelter at 380 North Oak Street, Buffalo. Phone number 716-851-5694. For sale, Giorgio of Beverly Hills, 20x16 beach bag with slide-out purse, $25. Call 716-836-1913. To give away free golden retriever puppies to forever homes due to relocating, one male, one female, preferably email me first at stephaniechristensen59@gmail.com, text 541-655-9477. Dresses, size 8, one black, one green for holidays, $15, 716-877-4682. Ski boots, Swiss Rackley 191RE, lady size 7, worn twice, $90, 716-877-4682. Two patio tables, wrought iron with glass tops, 2x2 feet, $25, call 716-836-1913. crisis services, we're here to help. 24-hour crisis hotline for Buffalo and Erie County, 716-834-3131. 24-hour addiction hotline, Buffalo and Erie County, 716-831-7007. Ladies black leather jacket, 3/4 length, very good condition, $99. Call 716-877-4682. Winter Auto floor mats, brand new Jeep Compass floor mats, $50. Call 716-248-5344. 15 VHS movies, condition excellent tapes, $20. Call 716-836-1913. Feral cat houses, free for winter, styrofoam coolers with straw for bedding, 716-877-4682. Affordable, comfortable, independent living, live in Tier Woods, a peaceful 55-plus apartment community on the Brothers of Mercy Wellness Campus in Clarence, rent as low as $800 a month, including utilities, cable, and internet, 716-759-2122, brothersofmercy.org. Weiselman Cleaners, 564 Colvin Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14216. 100% eco-friendly pickup and delivery same-day service. Available dry clean and laundered shirts done professionally. Any questions, please call us at 716-875-3141. This week at Johnny's Meats, 876-2500. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Boneless chuck roasts, $7.99 a pound. Slab bacon, $5.89 a pound. Eggs, $3 a dozen, extra large. Chicken pot pies, $3.99 each. Frozen cooked shrimp, $8.99 a pound. For $120, get the meat package of 6 to 8 ounce sirloin steaks, 4 pounds of ground chuck, 3 pounds of bacon or pork sausage, 5 pounds chicken thighs, 4 pounds Italian sausage, 3 pounds of Salem hot dogs. Or for $150 meat package, get 6 to 8 sirloin steaks, 5 pounds of ground chuck, 3 pounds bacon or pork sausage, 5 pounds chicken thighs, 4 pounds chicken breast, 4 pounds Italian sausage, 3 pound pork roast, and 3 pounds of Salem's hot dogs. You've been listening to a reading of articles and features from the November 20th issue of the Buffalo Rocket. Your reader has been Claudia, and I thank you for listening. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to another broadcast day of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, a private, not-for-profit organization. As always, please feel free to contact us with your comments, suggestions, and any questions you may have. Our phone number here is area code 716-821-5555. As always, stay with us. I'll read the Buffalo News coming up in just a sec.